Random House Audio presents The Empty Land by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Edward Herman. Chapter 1. In Europe, Pope Gregory the Great had died. In Ireland, the golden age of scholarship was at its height. And on the continent, the Merovingian kings ruled much of what is now Germany and France. In Southeast Asia, the little kingdom of Champa, now called South Vietnam, was locked in a life-and-death struggle for its independence with China and what is now North Vietnam. It was the 7th century, and the great Tang dynasty was rising in China, while across the Asian continent a relatively unknown young man named Muhammad sat meditating in Mecca, conceiving the religious teachings that were to dominate civilization for the next 700 years. In what was someday to be known as Western Utah, a hungry coyote trotted across a barren slope. The coyote had no awareness of history beyond the memory of where his food had been obtained in the past, nor had he any realization of the sequence of events he was soon to start in motion, a sequence that was to enrich several men and at least one woman, and was to bring sudden and violent death by bullet or blade to at least 40 men. All of that lay more than 1,100 years in the future. But it was the coyote that began it. The desert slope across which the coyote trotted was no different to the eye from 1,000 other such slopes, falling steeply away to a boulder-strewn wash that remained dry, except after the infrequent rains, when it might run 6 to 8 feet deep with rushing water, only to dwindle away to nothing in an hour or so. The slope itself was a litter of sand, broken rock, low-growing brush, and an